Nicola, why is it a bad idea to relax the rules about having Australian native animals as pets?
It's a very bad idea on both conservation and animal welfare grounds. If we take the animal welfare grounds first, native animals belong in the wild. They really don't belong in people's backyards, in small hutches and cages. They've got very specialist welfare needs. And if you ask any wildlife carer, looking after native wildlife is really, really difficult. So if we were to open up the pet trade to native animals, we can expect there to be a lot more animal cruelty and a lot more suffering. It might be unintentional. It might be well-meaning people that would go and buy a native animal as a pet. But the skills required to look after a native animal are really quite specialist, and it's not something that just everybody could do. So we would be opening up a lot of animal welfare problems. Wildlife belongs in the wild.
Mm-hmm. When you say there will be lots of problems because it's difficult to take care of wildlife, so what are the needs of those animals?
So many wild animals are social animals, so they need to live in a family group in order to have their own social needs met. The diet that wildlife require, different species require, again, is very specialist. It's something that they need to go and forage for. It's not something that you can just pick up in a packet in the pet shop. The veterinary care that's required for native wildlife, again, it would be specialist care. You couldn't take your native wildlife to any vet that usually specializes in cats and dogs and expect them to necessarily be able to treat the wildlife. There's all sorts of problems. But basically, an animal's physiological and psychological needs cannot be met in captivity. They need to be in the wilds. They're not domestic animals. Cats and dogs have been domesticated for thousands and thousands of years, so they've evolved to be in companion animal situations. Native wildlife haven't done that. They're wild, that you can't tame them. They will behave like wild animals. So there's also safety issues for human owners.
Thurston Species Commissioner Gregory Andrews argues that conserving wildlife is expensive, and it would help to conserve wildlife and cut the costs if people kept them at home. What's your opinion on that?
The government should not be outsourcing nature conservation to pet owners. I think that's a really bad suggestion. The government has obligations under international treaties to conserve Australia's wildlife and threatened species. That's not the job of pet owners. And it's very naive to think that commercializing our native wildlife would in any way protect it. It would do the opposite. It would the commercialization of wildlife, illegal trafficking in wildlife, is one of the biggest threats to wildlife globally. So we absolutely do not want to do that to our native wildlife. We already have Australian wildlife being trafficked illegally. Many of our birds are caught up in the wildlife smuggling illegal industry. We don't want to encourage that. And history shows us that if you allow a legal trade in wildlife, it just acts as a front for the illegal trade. So you'd see people going into the bush to collect native animals because they think they can, you know, make money off them. It's a really reckless proposition from a conservation perspective.
How does it work in other countries?
It's banned.
It's banned.
Yeah, I was talking to colleagues in Europe after the Threatened Species Commissioner made the suggestion, and they were quite appalled and surprised. The people I was talking to were negotiating with their governments about exotic animals being kept as pets and which exotic animals in their countries were appropriate. And I said, what about native animals? Do your governments allow your native wildlife to be kept as pets? And they were like, no way, of course they don't. So it's really quite a radical idea that's being proposed.
We speak about wildlife. What animals are the endangered ones?
Oh, well, we've got great long lists of threatened species in Australia. So I imagine that the commissioner was thinking bandicoots, quolls, sugar gliders, all different kinds of threatened species he may have been thinking could be put into the pet trade and that would help save them. We really disagree.
Is there a way, if our listeners still would be interested in helping wildlife, how they can get involved and maybe care for wildlife?
Humane Society International has a very extensive threatened species program, and where we're campaigning for legal protection for threatened species and proper recovery efforts in the wild. And our website is hsi.org.au. And there's also many, many wildlife rescue groups across Australia that are rescuing wildlife. And we've talked to them about this proposal, and it's the last thing they want. They know that if there's a pet trade in native wildlife, they'll end up with more animals coming to their front door, and they're already overburdened and underfunded.
What is happening now? So this proposal was given. Are the groups uniting and opposing, or what is happening?
So the proposal was an idea that the Threatened Species Commissioner floated. It's not a bill in Parliament as yet. It's also an issue that the state governments are responsible for. So it's the federal Threatened Species Commissioner that's made the suggestion, and he said that the state and territory government should have a look at it. Humane Society International is getting in touch with the state and territory governments and warning them that it's a bad idea and it shouldn't go any further. And hopefully it won't. Hopefully we won't see a concerted push for this from the pet trade or the commissioner or anybody else.
Thank you so much for your interview.
Okay, thanks very much.